It's 8:36. We'll have Bob in with a forecast coming up in just a couple of moments. But before we do that, joining us in our studios is Andre Savanich from Laura Baker Services. Good morning, Andre.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you.
It's almost here. And boy, when you called a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the return of the Thanksgiving Day dinner at Laura Baker Services. And yeah, it's been, what, 2 or 3 years since we've had what we would consider a regular Thanksgiving dinner.
Right, yeah. 2019 was our last year, so this is the first one in 3 years. Hopefully we haven't forgot how to do it. So,
well, a turkey's still a turkey. You can
exactly,
cook those.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it is coming up in just a couple of days, and it does seem like one of those traditions that so happy it lives on, and it's picked back up.
Yeah, I think this is our 22nd or 23rd year. I forget exactly what number we're on, but mm-hmm. It's always been our thank you to the community, basically, for supporting us throughout the year. So we provide a dinner from 11 to 1 p.m. People can come to Laura Baker, to our 211 Oak Street campus and have dinner. And we also have meal delivery as well. So we have a team of volunteers that will deliver meals at home, and people can just call and place their order.
You know what it strikes me is you talk to so many people that either going to the dinner or helping out, being one of the volunteers, that part of the tradition really runs pretty deep in the organization.
Yeah, we had people contacting us about volunteering several months ago. Are you going to have the community Thanksgiving dinner this year? And so we're fortunate we've got a good team of volunteers. If people are interested, we could probably use another volunteer driver or two to help drive meals. So it's sort of like Meals on Wheels, if you've ever done that. But yeah, and we have a lot of great partners that donate to the event so that we can put it on. So Holden Farms, Reinhardt Food Service, Just Food Co-op, Brick Oven Bakery, Cub Foods, the Scott and LeSueur County Dairy donate milk for us, and the Northfield VFW made a nice donation, and they're also providing some volunteer drivers for us. So it's sort of a team effort, but it's a nice way for everybody to get together and put on a nice community meal. So
yeah, a real good thing. Let's talk about the menu. I'm sure turkey is going to be there. You got the stuffing, mashed potatoes. What all do you have?
Yeah, I'm a little bit light on the insight on the full menu, but absolutely mm-hmm. turkey is on the menu, so that will be there. The usual fixings, stuffing, mashed potatoes, there'll be salad, dinner rolls from Brick Oven Bakery. So it's a full, complete meal. And we're excited to put it on again.
You had mentioned volunteers. You need maybe a couple more drivers. Are you fully staffed now with volunteers elsewhere?
We could use a few, for food serving and cleanup and kind of kitchen help. We're pretty well staffed up there. I think the main thing would be if somebody wanted to volunteer, we could use another driver or two. And if people want to participate, they could just call our main number, 507-645-8866, and they can sign up to be a driver. And that would be from about 10:30 or so on Thanksgiving till about 1 o'clock, 1:30. So.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Andre Savanich about Laura Baker Thanksgiving dinner that's coming up from Laura Baker Services, and it's 11 to 1 o'clock?
Yeah, 11 to 1 mm-hmm. o'clock at Millis Hall, which is right on our Oak Street campus, 211 Oak Street. People can just show up. If you're going to eat in person, you don't have to call ahead of time. You can just come, and there will be a food line, and we'll have tables set up, and people can just enjoy a meal.
Wonderful. You not only have that going on, but you have another big event going on about a week or two later. It's time for the annual gala that's been going on for quite a number of years. It's another tradition at Laura Baker Services, and it's a good one.
Yeah, this is year 27, so you can believe that. So we're super excited. We're actually sold out. Thanks to we have a lot of sponsors. If you go to laurabaker.org/gala, you can see all the information about the event. But we have a lot of support. Our gala sponsors this year are Engage Print, Neuger, and Northfield Construction and CC Builders. And so they are kind of our primary sponsors, but we have many other businesses that support us for this event, and so we're excited. And we are going to offer a virtual option as well this year. So,
and your host, your MC this year is Will Healy.
That's Reverend right. Healy. Yeah, yeah, we're excited. He's MC'd our gala. It's been a number of years, he's back this year, and President Allison Byerly from Carleton will be there as well speaking. It should be a great event. We're really excited to be able to have it.
And how do you get there virtually?
Yeah, so if you go to laurabaker.org/gala, there will be a link to register for a virtual ticket. Obviously, there's no cost for that, but once you register for that, you'll get pushed a link later that you can tune in that evening. You'll also be able to participate in our silent auction. So if you have a virtual ticket, you can start bidding on auction items, and that auction will open up on Wednesday. And you'll get notified of that. So the best way, if you want to participate, is to go to laurabaker.org/gala and sign up for a virtual ticket.
All right. It sounds quick and easy, and it would be worth watching the banquet, and you'll be able to help out Laura Baker Services with perhaps a bid on the silent auction as well.
Yeah.
It's a good night.
And one thing I can't reveal too much here, but we have a special announcement this year that we're going to make at the gala. So kind of stay tuned for that. I'm sworn to secrecy right now, but this will be a big year for us. This is our 125 year anniversary, so it's an extra special gala in our minds.
And you don't need to go home right afterwards. You can stay around and have even more fun. You have an after party. This started, was it last year that this officially started?
Yeah, so this will be our second annual gala after party, and it'll take place at the Northfield Golf Course. And it was a lot of fun last year. I kind of go to bed about 9:30 or 10, so I'm not a night owl, but I realized last year that many people are night owls. And so we had a great event. So there'll be appetizers, there'll be a cash bar, our sponsors, Taylor Truck Line, and our LBSA Gala Committee, they help fund the food. And we do ask for a $20 donation/cover charge. If you attend the gala, you get to get in for free, but for general public, anybody's welcome. There's a $20 donation at the door, and Russ Franek and the Biscuits will be playing. So we're super excited. They played last year, and they're back again. So they're great fun to listen to. So
all in all, that's just such a fun night.
Yeah.
And it's all for a very good cause, and there is just just a certain goodness in the air, an aura, if you will, throughout the event itself, and I'm sure that carries over into the after party too.
Yeah, I would say it definitely does. So we're excited this year. This will be we had sort of a scaled back event last year, and then of course 2 years ago we had a virtual gala, but this year it's fully sold out, and so. It should be a great crowd, and it should be a good evening.
Yeah.
We're really excited.
All right. Well, we wish you the best with both of those events. Once again, the Thanksgiving dinner, 11 to 1 o'clock on the campus of Laura Baker Services Association, or you can call in advance and order your food to be delivered.
That's right.
Yep. So if you have some time, if you'd like to volunteer, they need some drivers.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Andre, thank you so much for joining us, and we will we'll keep in touch, and I'm sure we'll talk to you in a not-distant future.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on, Jeff.
Andre Savadich from Laura Baker Services Association.